afternoon, Your Honor, and the board. My name is Bruce Two Eagles, and the importance of this coming here, I have cancer of the spine, and I drove 11 and a half hours to be here for 4 minutes. That's how important this is. When I was in the seventh grade, I was called into school. I'm an urban Indian. I was brought up off reservation. And I was called into the school guidance with my mother. And the guidance counselor told my mother, Bruce is very intelligent for an Indian. He should do well in the trades. About 25 years prior to that is when the chief was picked as the mascot here. And I'm sure cultural sensitivity was not part of the picking of the chief. I talked to you today about moral decline of your school, the morality, the things that you've done in the last year and a half to keep your chief. One of those being a letter-writing campaign offering the people on Lakota Reservation $1,000 for the best letter depicting their enthusiasm about the chief. They threw you off reservation. You're going, last year you sent students to the Peoria tribe to get their input, and they lied to the tribal council and were asked to leave the meeting. That's what caused the Peoria tribe to write the resolution you said you got this morning, saying, remove the chief. He's offensive. Your offering of a bounty to the Eastern Band Cherokee graduate students, high school students, to come to University of Illinois because they have the contracts to supply tomahawks and headdresses to the Atlanta Braves. They are trained mascots. You have gone there and offered a bounty for their students. Where is your moral decline? It's right here, and it's live and in color, and it's in front of you. I can tell you about how dishonored I am, but you've heard it from 1,000 people. How many minority people have to tell you we're offended before you're going to say this is racism? This is the high school or the schoolyard bully that we're dealing with. You've got a little power, you've got the control, and it doesn't matter what the minority thinks. You are the powerful majority. You want entertainment at halftime? Have your good alums go out at halftime and wave their checkbooks in the air, because that's what you're interested in, is the money. You want entertainment with your mascot? Get a puppy. You want political correctness stopped? Yes, you do, because you're white. You live in my shoes, you live in a minority's shoes, and there's no such thing as too much political correctness. We ask to be human beings. Don't parade my spirituality on your campuses. In front of you, I handed out symbols of racism today. You have a copy of it in front of you. Also, you have a report by Dr. Jace Weaver, which is now accepted by the U.S. Department of Justice, of what constitute religious items that are Native American in the school system.